Chapter 49. I heard Ulysses hit the door and heard him whine. "Go home, Ulysses," I yelled. "Get help! Home, boy!" Did he hear me? Did he understand? The person who had grabbed me yanked my arms up behind my shoulder blades, and pain shot through me. "Forget your dog," a female voice said. "We'll let you go as soon as you hand it over." "It's in my purse," I gasped. I felt ropes go around my wrists. "Get a blindfold on her," the unseen woman said. "No need for her to see any more than she's already seen. Somebody may be out looking for her, and we don't want her found. Take her upstairs." "What are we going to do with her?" This voice was feminine, too, and sounded scared. "Pearlie?" Someone gave me a push. "I don't know. We'll think about it. Too many deaths already. We've got to make sure that the estate is in our hands before those cops figure out too much." I stumbled along in front of them. The second person spoke again. "Where's your purse, Ned?" The first woman, who I was pretty sure was Vida, gave my arms a vicious tug. I bit my lip to keep from yelling. What should I say? I'd left it in my SUV, but I wasn't going to tell these two. Why make it easier? Figuring that a lie was forgivable when it meant a difference between life and death, I said, "Your pal Mick Morrow got it. When Ulysses hit him, I saw the purse fly out of his hands." "Go get it," Vida ordered Pearlie. "You go get it," Pearlie said. "That dog of hers is out there, standing over Mick." Vida muttered something under her breath. "Well, go get your gun. Shoot it. Do I have to tell you everything?" Anger dissolved the last remnants of fear. I kicked backward as hard as I could and felt my boot connect with a shin. "Ow!" I assumed it was Vida's leg my boot had made contact with, and I assumed she wasn't injured so much that she couldn't shove me, because she did. I fell forward into what was probably the newel post. Vida moaned and groaned. "You take her upstairs," she said to Pearlie. "Here, take this gun. I'll get the other one, soon as I can walk." "Be sure you don't shoot Mick," Pearlie said. Vida's voice was harsh. "Why should you care? With him out of the way, that'd take care of another problem." My arms ached, my head ached, and I was sick with fear for Ulysses' safety. Pearlie gave me a push. I stumbled onto the stairs and started up them. "We've got another flight," she said as we reached the first landing. "You know, I'm really sorry about all this. I wish you hadn't gotten involved. I like you. But you insisted, didn't you? Has anyone ever told you you're too nosy for your own good?" I sighed. Seems I've heard that before. I was breathless by the time we climbed the second set of stairs. And cold. This upper part of the house didn't feel like it was heated. I heard a door open. Pearlie prodded me with what must have been a gun barrel and propelled me inside a room. She closed the door behind me. I heard her footsteps going downstairs. Fighting a rising feeling of panic, I tried to slow my racing thoughts and heart. I couldn't see. My arms were tied behind me, and I had no way of knowing what was happening to Ulysses. What should I do now? How was I going to get my dog and myself out of this mess? They wouldn't find my purse with Mick or anywhere else except in my car. When would they think to start searching it? And then what would happen?